The longest day has arrived, and the official launch of the 133rd Lincolnshire Show has also arrived. It is official because Alan Stennett's with us.
Good morning, Alex. How are you this morning?
Very good indeed. Now, Alan, I gather you've already been doing duty today with your colleagues at BBC Lincolnshire.
That's right, yes. Had a text about 6:45 saying, can you be up there at 6:15 in order to do a welcome to the show? So you've got to do those kind of things when called on.
Absolutely. Ben Lewis is your first show. Any questions you'd like to put to the legend? The legend, and I say quite literally, that is Alan Stannard.
Yeah, morning, Alan. What would be your biggest recommendation for people to come and visit at the Lincolnshire Show? What would you say your biggest highlight is at the show?
You probably need to know what your own particular interest is, because there's so much here that you really can't do everything in the course of one day. Being involved on the farming side, I'd say take a look at the livestock, because there's some fantastic livestock around here. Lots of people will be willing to answer questions about it. Don't try and go in during the judging, because you may get sort of trampled on by someone moving an animal about. But there are some nice things. I mean, all right, it's a children's area called Meet a Moo, where you can go and sort of find out about cattle and livestock. You know, if you see your knowledge of farming is in that sort of level, go and have a look at that. Take a look at the farm machinery. But of course, the other thing is just come here and have a good day. Do a bit of shopping, take a look around, sit by the main ring, plenty of entertainment going on there. So, you know, whatever you're interested in, get hold of a map of the showground and a programme and decide where you first want to go.
Fantastic. Yeah, there's quite a few things I've got my eye on. What's your role today as part of Lincolnshire Show?
My role here is Chief Press Steward, which is I look after people like you and make sure that you've got the goodie bag and sign in and the necessary passes to make sure you find your way around properly. But I'm also, of course, as Radio Lincolnshire's farming producer, I'll be around with the recorder myself, talking to people ready for Sunday morning's programme.
We were already very impressed yesterday when we did a little preview of the events to see the Lancaster bomber. I think, Ben, the heart-rending story, actually, of the chap who actually found the very same Lancaster bomber that his father had actually sort of worked in was actually there. And, of course, some fabulous sort of areas over in the side of the actual showground I haven't really sort of visited it many times before.
Well, that's the problem. You're in one corner here, virtually. Of course, the countryside area just behind you. But to find your way across there, I mean, I've got one of these phones that counts my steps. And after last year's show, I looked at it and thought, oh, yes, fine. So 18,000 just walking around or something of that kind. You really have got to get around to find those kind of... So that's the benefit of the maps. I mean, beside us here at the moment is a large map of the showground to have a look at. So find out from there. Pick up your main interests, because you can otherwise spend an awful lot of time walking.
And just wearing your farming hat for a moment, Alan, this year, I mean, you clearly, 365 days ago, there was a certain thing that's happening in terms of political circles that still actually has resonances. I mean, there's been a sort of sense of the calm before the storm, or the storm before the calm. From your own perspective, are people still in that sort of uncertain element?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's much more so, of course, than it was last year because of the political situation. You know, a year ago, on the face of it, we had a Prime Minister with a majority in the House of Commons who had a particular view on how Brexit might go. Now we've got a Prime Minister with no majority, and all kinds of people with different views on Brexit are popping up and saying, well, look, should we sort of soften this approach? Shall we do something different? So, yeah, there's going to be a huge amount of conversation on that front. Yeah.
And a former Prime Minister, of course, who likes tweeting his feet, but let's not go there. It's a different line entirely. The good news, I suppose, is at least this year, unlike last year, when indeed it was the Brexit vote on the day, the second day of the Lincolnshire Show, at least there isn't a general election tomorrow.
Well, I'm delighted.
I don't think so.
Not to the best of my knowledge.
And really snap election.
People do have to give a bit more notice than that. No, I think that the prospect of one in the not too far distant future, of course, is a thing that's always a possibility. But at the moment, it really is a matter of trying to find out or trying to divine perhaps what the government's view is going to be on Brexit, because at the moment, the farming community is really holding off things like making major investments or changing policies and so on, because we simply don't know what is going to be happening. We've probably got a fair idea up to sort of 2020 and perhaps up to 2022, although that, of course, wouldn't be the case if a government changed. So at this stage, uncertainty is the only certainty.
And there we are, sage words as ever from Alan Stennett, countryside correspondent extraordinaire, and indeed erstwhile replacement for John Pienaar, I feel. Many thanks indeed.
A great pleasure, as always.
And as has become tradition as we cover the Lincolnshire Show, we've come straight to the sheep area. We're looking at the Dalebrook flock, and we're speaking to...
Roger Harrison.
Roger, you clearly... have you come from Suffolk, or are these just the breeds that we're looking for?
It's just the breed. Now, I've had these for sort of 40 years, but I'm in Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire all my life. Been a sheep farmer, yes.
Now, I always sense that when you're looking at the show days for the beasts themselves, they always kind of, you know, there's always the sense that actually they know they're on show, they're on sort of best behaviour, etc. Do you get that as well?
Well, you've handled them quite a bit at home to get them to this condition, yeah. And that's what's made them less lively when they come here. So they're docile, they're used to the situation when they come here. We've had them heltered and washed and done for several days before they came. Yeah. So once they come to the show, it isn't that new to them.
And why would you recommend the pedigree Suffolks as opposed to, shall we say, the Lincoln Longwool?
Oh, well, there is no comparison with the Lincoln Longwool, but I like the Lincoln Longwool. There's nothing wrong with it. I've been a contract shearer, and we used to shear a lot of Lincolns. It was very popular at one time. But wool has declined, so the price of wool has declined, and the Lincoln Longwool, the wool is its main asset, whereas the Suffolk, it's for meat. Yeah. Some really good loins and legs on these Suffolks that the Lincoln can't compete with.
Well, to quote one of our countryside correspondents' regular lines, in this business you're either a winner or you're dinner.
Well, yes, no, there's still a place for those Lincolns. I wouldn't want them to disappear. No. I've still got a special spot for them. Yes, I have.
Nicely said. Ben?
Yeah, there's obviously quite a lot of noise around in here. What do you believe this breed has that other breeds perhaps don't have?
It's speed of finish. It's a quick doer. They just pack the meat on. Faster than anything else. Fastest growing sheep there is the Suffolk. It is, and it's quality joints as well. When we go to Newark Market a lot, and we take a lot to Newark, but we put them on the bridge at Newark, and they'll always weigh more than you think, whereas the Texels and the Charolais, when they come on, sometimes they don't. They always surprise you, the weight that a Suffolk weighs, yes.
And are these in competition today? Will you be showing them in the ring?
Yes, they're in today. They are. I have some strong competition against me today. Some folks has come from Leicester right over today, out of the county, and some very good sheep here today. And I'm pleased to see some good Suffolks, because we've been on the decline a little bit, and I'm pleased to see some really good Suffolks back here.
Well, we shall be rooting for you, Roger, but what do the judges look for in terms of sorting out? Because it's often said, well, we're covering country shows, you know, different judges have different sort of likings and
signs. Oh, they do, yes, but they do have to go with some breed points. They have to look for, like, black wool, they have to look for the teeth. Teeth have to be correct in them all. The black wool has to be minus black wool, and then they just go really for the condition of the sheep when they back it, see what sort of firm back it's got, and then, as you say, it's down to preference of the judge. You can and you will get disappointments if you're a showman.
So much like students at the University of Lincoln, man. Really?
Yes, quite really. Yes. Have you got any particular names? Any particular ones we should be looking out for later on?
Well, the far one there, he's called K&S Game Changer. Bought him from Stirling last year. Is the second highest price out of Stirling, that man.
Scottish super striker.
Yes, he cost some money, that man, but I'm very pleased with him. And folks, it's caught folks' eyes, they've gone past with him. So he's my best hope with it. So he's one to look out for. He is indeed.
Excellent. Benny, thanks indeed. Good luck.
Thank you.
Well, we are continuing our little promenade. Ben is busily actually tweeting. He'll join us again in a few moments. I say us because, yes, Anthony Mosley is here for what, as I said to Alan Stannard, is something without which any coverage of either the Great Yorkshire Show or the Lincolnshire Show would frankly just be incomplete. Isn't that right, Anthony?
Well, it's very nice of you to say so. Yes, and I do love Lincolnshire Show and Yorkshire Show, but we're here at Lincoln and it's a beautiful day. And we've got some very special things happening. Interestingly, the Longhorn Cattle Society have got their national show here they brought to Lincoln. So that's going to be very special. Of course, it's the home of the Lincoln Reds. And so I shall be working alongside them over the next couple of days. There's some super cattle here. I believe the Shorthorns have got their own classes here. Before they were any other breed, they're in. We've got a lovely display of sheep. I've just been walking around this morning, and what's the time now? It's quarter to eight, and talking to some of these guys with their lovely sheep, and looking at what we've got here. Pigs are up, they're good. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
See, they're not worried about Brexit, despite what some people might say tonight.
No, they won't worry about Brexit. They'll be still here, Brexit or no Brexit, to be honest. There's so many other things we've got to get on with now.
Ben, questions for this august photographer, a gentleman who, as I said, basically, if you want your livestock photographed, Anthony Mosley is the person to go to.
Firstly, Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I've formally introduced myself here, so I thought I'd do that first.
Works well for radio.
Yeah, definitely. First things first, what brings you to the Lincolnshire Show?
Well, Lincolnshire Show is just one part of my sort of annual thing that I do.
Road trip.
Well, yes, but being involved with agriculture, you have to go to their trade shows, and this is an agricultural trade show, although the public comes. So I do a tour of shows across the summer, taking in all the regions and all the different breeds, basically, as part of my job.
Yeah, and if you could recommend a particular breed for us to look out for later on, what would be the highlight, do you think?
Well, the Suffolks are superb, no doubt about that. There's, of course, the Lincoln Longwools from this area, which are very important. And looking over at the cattle side of things, I would say two things, especially the Lincoln Reds being the local cattle, and the fact that the Longhorns, who are on the rare breeds list, have got their national show here. And that's well worth taking a look at.
Fantastic. We'll have to keep an eye out later on, won't we?
We were speaking earlier with Roger, of course, and I think he talked us round to the Lincoln Red after initially sort of not poo-pooing them, but I think he was obviously very proud of his own Suffolk and didn't sort of want to go down the line. There is a sense of competitiveness here, isn't there?
Oh, tremendous, tremendous. I mean, it is very competitive, but very good-natured as well.
Yeah. And the key for any budding photographer, Anthony, who would always ensure that they got the full leg in the photograph and in the image, which was something which scurrilously you were... I mean, I trust you, appreciate it. I immediately leapt to your defence there when some wonderful exhibitor here turned around and said, deigned to criticise some of your shot composition.
The thing is patience. You need three things for livestock photography. You need a good animal in the first place. You need a good photographer. But you also need a good stock person who's on the end of the animal. Now, any one of those things missing, and you haven't got a picture.
and Ben, doing the tweeting and photographic duties today, would you say he needs to follow that advice?
I think he will need to, especially if it's around the livestock.
Yeah, you never get any good ones, do you, really? It's practice.
Yeah. It's the back of a machine. Anthony, web address, where can people get in touch with Anthony Mosley, should they wish to?
Oh, at www.anthonymosley-photographer.co.uk.
K. Johns, as I live and breathe, here we are again, 365 days after the last time we spoke.
Good morning, everyone. We're at the Lincolnshire Show, looking forward to a nice, hot, sunny day.
Now, I promised Ben that he'd see a whole range of wonderful artistic material. I know some of our other Midwick drivers will be coming through, but I'm constantly amazed, Kay, at the quality of image that you put together here. I mean, how do you cope with producing these works of genius and actually exhibiting as well?
Well, I'm at the shows all during the summer, and then I have 3 months solid work time where I'm creating all my images, which I get the ideas from talking to people during the shows during the year.
Ben?
I was going to say, they look fantastic, absolutely remarkable. And I was wondering, what gives you the biggest inspiration to create? Other than obviously people's suggestions, what gives you the idea to create such fantastic pieces?
Coming out to shows like this and seeing the livestock in the flesh, seeing all the goats, the alpacas, it's just a fantastic place to get inspiration. Lincolnshire is a wonderful place.
I'm drawn to the pheasant, primarily because I always think of all God's creatures, the pheasant is probably the most singularly amusing in terms of the way they consistently like to go head-to-head with oncoming vehicles. It's amazing.
Yes, most beautiful bird and probably one of the most stupid.
Amazing. Quite literally.
You know. I'd say that's a good quote, I think.
We will tweet that, Kay, with your permission. But in terms of this, obviously, this is a Lincolnshire show. Will you be... Do you do the Great Yorkshire Show?
We do. That's coming up shortly, yes. In a couple of weeks' time.
I know. It's early July. So I don't think we've ever connected with you at the Great Yorkshire Show for some reason. Where are you based, though? Where will you be based?
We're not far from the members. We're on a little bit of lawn where you lead into the entrance to the members.
Well, we'll make sure we touch base with you from that side of things. And as the season proceeds, do you have your details on a website that people can access?
We do. It's theeventgallery.co.uk.
Ben?
Yes, and just I'll recommend people visiting that just because of the fantastic pieces Kay has here.
And what's your favourite, Ben?
I think my favourite will have to be the three little dogs in front of us, the three sausage dogs or the Dachshunds. Although I do like the other pieces as well. That's I must say that as too, but I think I'm a bit of a dog fan, so I think that's
that. That is actually a new release, and they're my friend's dogs, so I know them personally.
Any names?
Ginny, Molly and Rosie.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic.
As Alan Stones was actually saying, it's the variety of exhibitors that always impresses about the Lincolnshire Show, and when you actually have a Formula One vehicle plus a Formula One lady about to speak to us now, you've got all sorts of wonderful areas here. Your name is?
Tina.
Tina, talk to us. Why are you actually here? What are you doing? And why is your partner there busily actually putting the last coat of wax on this fabulous machine?
Well, we've just been hired by Vauxhall Pentagon. Just for as an attraction on their stand, which is a simulator. It's got force feedback through the steering wheel, paddle shift gears, giving a lifelike experience. Simon's just jazzing the tyres up a little bit to make it look really nice for people.
And he's doing a fine job there. Simon jazzing up those towers, like, it's a tremendous stuff there. Ben, you are the car expert. Sure.
Yeah, I'll just say it looks absolutely amazing. I did notice it was a similar to start with when I first came over. And obviously you've just mentioned to us it's your second time at the show.
Yes.
What's been your experience of the previous year and what brought you back?
Really busy. So, well, obviously Pentagon, we did a good job for Pentagon, so they've brought us back again this year.
They appreciate quality, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
If they listen to this, they should give these people a pay rise straight away.
Yes, obviously. They should. They deserve it.
In terms of the actual, are you a petrol head yourself at all? Do you? I mean, is it something that appeals?
He is. I'm not. It looks nice.
That makes sense. So have you had a chance to take part in the simulator yourself?
Oh, God, yeah. We've had it for a few years now, so we've been travelled throughout Europe with it, so it gets us out and about.
And after the 133rd Lincolnshire Show wraps tomorrow, where will you be located then? What's the next stage of the road trip?
We're at Burnley after this, at a classic car show. And then we're at Accrington, near Manchester, I think that is. I'm not really sure.
It is Lancashire, Manchester, exactly. Yes.
Without looking at my diary.
It's all there. Do you have a website or a web address that people can actually find out and maybe follow you on the road?
Yes. It's www.stealthracer.co.uk.
That's Stealth Racer, insofar as it's so fast you don't even realise it's there.
Yeah.
So fast. Website uploads so fast.
Stuart and the Sheep Show and the Dog and Duck, it's just it's phenomenal. Stuart, good to see you as ever.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Now, back in, let's see, Easter time, when we had the third Countryside Links, we had the smaller Bijou version of the Sheep Show here, with a young man who I think was just on his second or third thing, but he did very well. You would have been proud of him.
Oh, good. Yeah, we call him Ginger. The Sheep Roadshow is very popular. It's the same as the Sheep Show, but a bit smaller. Can go to a lot more different venues. And, he's a very funny guy. I think he's going to be awesome.
Now, I have to say, for the benefit of the people who like visuals on their radio, Stuart is wearing a very fetching pair of yellow frame sunglasses, and the shades are just... And I'm sure, Ben, they will appear on a tweet somewhere along the base.
Oh, they certainly will. If people want to come along, I'm sure they'll find him in a heartbeat.
But share with us today. I mean, you've got, obviously, the team are setting up. I see the usual names are there. Lenny, Dougal, Sam, Nobby, Belinda, Martha, Terry... Sense of anticipation for the 133rd Lincolnshire Show?
Yeah, very excited. We've got the same team as last year, which is unique for me, because usually I do like to change the team over a little bit, but they all know their routine, and their dancing at the moment is phenomenal, especially Lenny and Nobby. They've just been on their best performances of the year, so really excited to show that off. We've got a live strip tea show on this gorgeous day, perfect day for a sheep to get naked, and we got that whole introducing with the breeds, and then following on later today at 2:30 in the Countryside Arena, the famous Dog and Duck Show, which is always going to be very exciting to do as well.
It is generally legendary. Now, earlier we were checking out out to the sheep area. Ben reveals to me he was indeed half Welsh and was just getting a little bit excited.
Just ever so slightly. No, I wasn't.
I don't know that information, right? Boys, padlock the sheep down.
Heads up. Let's keep the heads up.
So let's just, I mean, again, the shearing of the sheep, the sheep striptease, that is, again, one of the highlights of the show. Second only, I think, to Nobby's dancing, really.
Yeah, Nobby is always, he's probably one of the best dancers I've ever had. I mean, it's just, people don't realise when they actually see Nobby dancing, it's the same routine, it's the footwork. I mean, like Lenny, he's much more visual because he's whipping the dreadlocks around and doing some serious headbanging. But Nobby is really, he's just perfect footwork. I mean, it's a little moonwalk, it's the cross steps, and
Michael Jackson reincarnated.
It's kind of like you've got to understand how hard that is for him to do, so I'm really proud of him at the moment. It's all going well. The striptease is very important. You know, we've still got to put the educational side out about, we've put the wool on there, we've removed them from nature, now we're responsible for looking after them, so we have to get that wool off, and we talk through the whole process. So yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, obviously I recognise your Australian accent here.
What? No!
Oh, no! New Zealand!
Okay, it's all right. Many people have made a mistake.
No. Oh, don't go there! Get him away from me! Get him away from me!
I don't know.
Let's talk All Black, shall we?
Yeah, let's get back to... we'll just cut him out. Can you go stand over there, please? It's all good. Yeah, the very big game coming up this weekend. Yeah. I'm glad Lions, you know, they seem to be getting better and better each game. They had a stomping game against the All Black Maoris.
And you've got the secret weapon with Warren Gatland, who of course is always a bonus to any team who's opposing you.
That's right. You know, why not? Chuck him in there and they give him a bash. And no, but it's going to be good. I think too, the All Blacks are a bit rusty. We had a game against Tonga, we're doing Samoa, and it's good to get our cobwebs out as well while you guys are gelling together. And your man has been trying all the different players out.
England's players who are actually on holiday over there, didn't even expect to get a game in the first place.
Yeah, that was a bit interesting. I never saw that one coming, but yeah, they turned up, and I think they're keen to get involved.
Thanks for everyone, really, obviously, British Lions.
Yeah, it's all a part of it, isn't it? It's one big community. So, I'm very excited, obviously, very happy that some of my teams. I think it's going to be more of a Crusaders game looking at it, because I think, you know, they've gone in, especially with the Highlands and the Blues, they played really good free rugby, but with the Crusaders, knowing the Crusaders were a very top team in New Zealand, they really made it more of a defensive game, and I'm not sure if they'll play so free against the All Blacks and more defence, so we'll see. I'm very interested to see if they'll play the style they did with against Highlanders, or they'll also play the style against Crusaders, which is two different games for me.
You see, Ben, shifting seamlessly from sheep, the British
insulting
Empire,
sheep, yeah. Countryman,
exactly, through to sport. Amazing.
Just keep me reveling about rugby and I'll talk about it all day. Love it.
From our New Zealand department, Jessica Ward sends her very best. She's back in the Isle of Man, of course, these days.
Oh, nice. So send a hello to her for me.
I will indeed. But hopefully, I think some of the other Midweek Drivettes will be joining us later on to catch up with you. And, of course, the Dog and Duck Show. Meanwhile, Ben, are you ready to do the tweets now you've survived? And hopefully, the punch that Stuart, you've taken that.
Embarrassing moment there, I encountered.
You come back, it's all good, it's all forgotten. I've been caught a lot worse, don't worry.
We forgot to mention, of course, the website, if you're looking to actually book the whole thing, and presumably you're heading to the Great Yorkshire Show as ever and the usual sort of show season.
Richard's going to be up there, the other Kiwi fella, a bit taller, not as good looking, but he's going to be doing the Great Yorkshire because there's a few of us who do the Sheep Show. If you want to check us out, website for the Sheep Show, it's thesheepshow.co.uk. for the Dog and Duck, it's Dog and Duck Show, all one words, otherwise you end up in a pub.co.uk. UK, or just Google Dog and Duck Show, you'll get me. And that did come strictly to me. And then you'll see our whole calendars, and it's all both on both websites, and it's going to be wonderful.
And of course, let's give a shameless plug for your book, Stuart. That's always important.
Well, we've got a new book out.
Yep.
I've got a new book out. I'm going to
quickly whiz away to actually get the new book whilst this is being sorted through. This is constant style here. It's The Adventures of Duke and Dolly.
It's for the kids. And now it's teaching the kids about dog senses and how to believe in yourself, because we've got Duke is the collie dog, and Dolly is the Indian running duck, and they start at a showground, so it's basically off the stars of the Dog and Duck Show. And my wife's a book writer, obviously, and she's doing children's books now, and it was
we were highly recommended by BBC Radio 4.
I was on the radio, BBC Radio 4, at the start of the end of April, doing an hour and a half interview, and the book came up and they were very impressed with it, and they gave it a really good plug. So that was really good. very, very good results coming back from this children's book. So
well,
really pleased.
Certainly, Stuart. Remember, Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM are always on your side, as well as BBC Radio 4.
I will, and I'm very grateful. You've always been more loyal to me than any other radio channel.
And I've got to say, possibility of John Wayne and Dolly Parton, you know, kind of a computer generator taking on voices?
Haven't got there yet.
Okay. Well, the team leader for the Leicester Tigers display has actually passed on duties for interviews to the legend who is?
Eilish.
Eilish, share with us with this wonderful thing about the Leicester Tigers. The Leicester Tiger story, more than 15 players on the pitch. The Leicester Tiger story is about Raiden and Edward. It's about Karen, Jenny and Greta. Leicester Tiger story is about you.
Yeah, so we're here today and tomorrow. We're here promoting the team. So we've got loads of activities going on. We've got our tackle bag where you can literally just tackle into it, have some fun. We've got our speed pass challenge where you literally just try and throw balls through some hoops. We're here promoting our rugby camp, so we have I think we have one in Lincoln and we do them all over. We're also running a special competition as well to win tickets to our first home game of the new season.
It's just success after success, Ben.
Yeah, well, my PR teacher, I do PR at university, and my PR teacher is a massive Leicester Tigers fan.
Oh, fab, that's what we love to hear.
Stop talking about that. What would you recommend people to come and do here? What would be the best activity for people to do out of the choice?
Best activity? Well, we're open to all ages, so literally from 3 years old up to 83. So the most fun, if you want to kind of burn some energy, is the tackle bag. Really gets your heart pumping. If you want to show off to all your friends how good you are at throwing a ball, then the speed pass challenge is definitely for you.
It's always a bit of a hazard, of course, when you say that. I'll just show off to you because it's very hazardous.
We do have a lot of dads come who think that, you know, I used to play rugby, yeah, I can do it. And it's like, no, it's harder than it looks.
And name checks for your team here, as well as the team leader, because I think it's only right that you've done this interview so superbly. Would you like to just sort of share with us, Eilish, the rest of the people who are working with you?
So we've got team leader is Bree, and then we've got Maz here, who is currently hammering in some hooks into the ground.
Is it getting rid of your frustration, Maz? Is it getting rid of the frustration?
And we've got Abby as well. So we're here for the full 2 days.
Well, Abby and the rest of the team, many hosting, delight as ever. I'm sure we'll bring some of the other sort of team along to actually see you from that point of view. A reminder, of course, people can actually go to leicestertigers.com/meetthefamily for all the details.
They can indeed. We do actually have a new website that's coming very soon. But if you want to come down and see us in person, we'll get you signed up and entered into our free competition draw.